Just don't time out the repeater, because you will be awarded the Golden Thumb Award. Or, better yet, toss out those timeout timers, and we'll get you the Golden Thumb Award trophy there presented to you. All right. For those of you that would like to check in but would not like to talk about your day, you are most welcome to do so. We'll start with the roll call of the regulars and then check to see if anybody else would like to check in, so don't be shy. With that said, we'll go ahead and get started. Dr. Phil, are you there? KD5UGO.
Good evening, everyone. KD5UGO. Well, I'm up to my elbows in Popeye's chicken, red beans, and rice. So if I get done eating, I'll be back. If I don't, I won't. So just in case, I'll say 7-3, everyone. Hope to see everyone Saturday at the meeting. Thanks for doing the net, KD5UGO.
Not a problem, Mr. Phil, and we hope that you'll be around. Either, nevertheless, we got you checked in here. Mr. Rodney, KF5UZA.
KF5UZA, I'm going to be a one and done. I've got company here tonight. Thanks for doing the net.
All right, Mr. Rodney, we got you in there, and you have fun with that company there. Mr. Jeff, KD5TKK.
Chris and Annette, KC5BIQ, KD5CKK.
We got you in there, Jeff, and we'll come back around to you here. Mr. Bill, WG5T. And nothing heard. Mr. Harold, W5IFN. Nothing hurt. Mr. Denny, WA6DKD.
Yeah, good evening, Chris. We are here. WA6DKD.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Denny. We appreciate it. And we'll see if Mr. Victor's around. K5VL.
Well, good evening there, Chris and the group. Good to hear everybody. This is K5VL.
Mr. Victor in the house. All right. Great deal. Miss Lucky, are you there? KG5NXA. And nothing hurt. And next is myself, KC5PIQ, and I am definitely here. Well, I think I'm here. Let's see. Mr. Bobby, NE5Y, are you with us this evening? Nothing hurt. Mr. Don, W5DDP. How about Mr. Al, AE5L?
In control, this is AE5L. Al, in for both.
Alrighty, Mr. Al, we have you in there, and we appreciate you participating tonight. Mr. Gordon, Alpha Delta 5 Golf Golf.
KC5PIQ in the net, 85GG.
Alright, Mr. Gordon. And is Amy around, KG5QF?
Not here.
Okay. I figured I'd check real quick. Alright, Mr. Steve, KE5BYB.
This is KE5BYB.
And we got you in there, Mr. Steve. Chad, KD5ZYD.
Good evening, Chris and Annette. This is KD5ZYD. I am probably going to be one and done, though, for the evening. Got the tired going on, so we'll see what's going on. You may check with me later, but I might not be there. Anyway, 73 is all. Talk to you soon. KD5ZYD.
All right, Mr. Chad. Well, we will definitely check and see if you're still with us. Let's see here, Mr. DJ, KG5QEZ.
Thank you, sir. KG5QEZ.
Awesome there, DJ. And Mr. Al 2.0, KJ4FUH.
KJ4FUH here.
We got you in there, Mr. Al. We appreciate you participating with us this evening. And let's check on Peter, AG5DB.
And Chris and Annette, PETA, Alpha Call 5, Delta Bravo.
We got you, Peter. And Mr. Elliott, KF5VMJ.
Good evening, everyone. KF5VMJ, Elliott.
Bill, Mr. Elliott, we got you. How about John, KX5MOT? Negative. All right, let's try another John. WB5Q? Nothing heard. Mr. Ken, K8WGE.
K8WGE, Ken here. Good evening, all. I'm one and done.
All right, Mr. Ken, we have your one and done, and we thank you for checking in with us this evening. Mr. Steve, Kilo Gulf 5, Bravo Whiskey Echo. And nothing heard. We'll give James a shout here, KC5, UIM. Nothing heard. Didn't hear Jorge earlier, but we'll give him a shout here. Jorge, W5 slash HJ3JVG. And nothing heard. How about Michelle, W5MQC? Nothing heard. Mr. Galen, WX5MOR, are you with us still?
I am here. I don't know whether I'll be here on round two, but you might go ahead and call me.
We'll give it a shot, Mr. Galen. All right, let's see here. Mr. Gary, KG5LQX. And nothing heard about Quincy down in Marlow, KK5QS. Nothing heard. He was coming back down from being up north working. Let's try Justin, KB5LHM.
KB5LHM, Justin, count only, please.
All right, Mr. Justin, we got you a one and done for the count. As soon as you cooperate. There we go. Mr. Ed, AE5EH. And nothing heard. How about Mr. David, WX5LEO? And nothing heard. And Dick, KE5NCR. Nothing heard. And Mr. Mike, K5MAF. Nothing heard. Mr. Ken, KF5HWB.
KF5HWB, Tim.
We got you in there, Mr. Ken. Appreciate you participating in tonight's net with us. And that is the list as I have it for our regulars. And at this time, we call for any late miss or visitors check-ins. Please call net control, KC5PIQ, with your name and your call sign.
Good evening, Chris. KG5SSU Mobile. This is Mike. Count only.
Awesome, Mr. Mike. We got you in there. Anybody else?
AG5DV, Ed. Count only.
And AG5, Delta Bravo?
Delta Victor.
Delta Victor. And we have you in there. Anybody else? All right, with nothing else heard, we'll go back up to the list and start out with Mr. Phil. However, I did want to ask a question here. We kind of want to know what you guys' feelings are on DMR, kind of a new or new-ish mode, kind of taking over the answer world by storm with all the new hotspots and new radios and programming nightmares and all that kind of stuff. So if you have any comments about DMR, feel free to voice them here. Mr. Phil, KD5UGO, are you still with us? All right, we'll go down to Mr. Rodney. He was a one and done. How about Mr. Jeff, KD5CKK? Nothing heard on Mr. Jeff there. Let's see here. Mr. Denny, WA6DKD.
And WA6DKD. Not a whole bunch going on, and mowing a lot of grass and burning down some burn piles. And today my daughter and great-granddaughters and myself, we emptied out the patio and dusted off all the tables and swept the floor. Now we're done. It's all ready to go. Well, there ain't nothing now to do except use it. A week from Saturday. Well, that's about it. Back to you, WA6DKD.
Well, it sounds like you've been doing quite a bit of work there, Mr. Denny. So, I've been sitting here at the firehouse, so last 2 days, I guess catching up on resting. When I go to the house, that's when I have to work as well. All right, we'll go down to Mr. Victor, K5VL. How are you doing, Mr. Victor?
Well, good evening there, Chris and the group. K5VL here, and I am doing excellent. It's kind of nice to be home for a while after traveling a lot the last couple of weeks. And it's good to hear everyone on the net. You're doing a good job. I appreciate you there, Chris. And, wow, man, busy, 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 but who cares about that stuff? Let's see. Let's talk radio stuff here. You know, the bands have been kind of loony. That's probably the best way I can describe them. Man, I don't know. But you know what? They get better from here for those that like to do a little DX. And I'm thinking about, mark that as a thinking about, getting back into CW because the bands are so dang bad. Anyhow, all of that. Let's see, anything else? Can't think of it right now, but anyhow, I'll send it back to you, Chris. Good to hear everybody. Good signals out there tonight and all that kind of stuff. So I hope to be able to spend a little more time on the repeater this week and get back familiar with everybody. And anyhow, appreciate your doing that. Send it back to you there, Chris, and 73 to all. This is K5VL.
It's good to have you back in the saddle here, and at least in your stopping ground, at least for now. I know traveling takes it out of you quite a bit. All right, and I'm next, KC5PIQ. Gosh, I have been working my little butt off. The pile and stuff at the house, that's all done, but apparently that was just the beginning of everything. So now it's... wife wants me to build a bunch of furniture and do all kinds of stuff. She's got this springtime remodeling thing going on, so I thought I was done. Not so much, but now I can still take a little bit of a break, and been hitting HF quite a bit on my breaks there, and also doing a little bit of DMR. Got a new hotspot, the Nano Spot. It's an all-mode hotspot. It covers C4 FM or Fusion, P25, DMR, and D-Star. So, anyhow, we've got that all set up, and it's working quite nicely. And it's pretty nice to be able to sit in my bunk room at work and enjoy the nets and get little contacts all around the world with the cheating HF, I call it. But it is pretty nice. The bands are always open on DMR. All right. Well, that's enough about me. Mr. Al, AE5L, how are you doing, sir?
Good evening, Chris, and everybody on the net. Well, I have got a story. I don't know how many three-minute segments it'll take to tell it, but the live out here in the country, as you might guess, on the radio ranch, and the I called the man to pump out the septic tank, and I just figured that was a good time to do it before the rain started, and so he came out and pumped it down a ways and noticed an anomaly, and we looked down in there, and the septic tank had collapsed. The whole west end of it had collapsed. So he referred me to a guy who could dig it up and bury another one. And then, wouldn't you know it, we had a rain or two, which delayed the work. And I kept worrying that I'd go out on the East 40 and find that one of the yard dogs had fallen down a pit where that septic tank had collapsed. But fortunately, we got a guy in time and got that changed. But to get that new tank around the back of the ham shack into the backyard of the big house, I had to take down my ham radio antenna. I've got a DX Engineering Alpha Delta DXEE, a four-band fan dipole. And so I figured while I had to take it down anyway, I would redo it when I put it back up. So I'm going to try to tune it a little better, and I'm going to put some pulleys on the end ropes and try to put that up nicer. But anyway, I wanted to also replace the coax. I've had some 30-year-old RG8X that I've been using, and decided to order some first class 213 brake. So I ordered the coax from ABR Industries down in Texas. I've bought stuff from them before. And to show you how much I hate soldering on PL259s, I ordered a 50-foot piece of DMR and 3-foot-and-a-half jumpers, 2 3-foot jumpers, and 1 6-foot jumper, all pre-made with PL259s on each end and professionally made by ABR Industries to the tune of about $215. So that's how much I hate soldering PL259s. Anyway, that came today. I bought the pulleys today at Ace Hardware, and I'm going to add to it. So I'm getting ready to put that up, and I'll get right on that if we have another ice storm. That's the best time to do antenna work during an ice storm. But anyway, responding to your question about DMR, I've got a DMR radio, but I don't think that DMR with a small D is ready for prime time yet. As you mentioned on your nano spot, we've got at least 4 different competing formats. It kind of reminds me of the olden days when we were fighting about whether it would be VHS or beta. So I don't think the technology's matured yet. I think that one of the formats will come to the fore, and maybe some of the other formats that are backed by big manufacturers may persist, but I hope the one that wins out is DMR with a capital D, because that's the one that I hitched my wagon to. I've got a TYT380, and there's a pretty steep learning curve with those, and I'm still trying to learn how everything works, and I haven't even begun to think about programming my own, but that's a goal someday when I figure out a few things. Anyway, that's all I know, Chris. Thanks for doing the net. AE5L.
Well, you have been very busy, Mr. Al. I will have to give you that. As far as the septic tank goes there, wow, what an endeavor, huh? And I hope all that comes out as clean as possible there for you. And yeah, I think we got another bout of some cold weather coming in. Not sure if we'll get any ice out of it, but yeah, that'll be the time to work on the antenna. Hardy part. Oh, goodness. And I'm with you on the DMR. I do D-Star as well, and DMR with a capital D seems to be coming in pretty strong, even with the others having some big names behind them. The MD-380 and GD-55s and 77s and things like that, the price points are where people can experience. And I would have to agree with you, the technology is not there. I will be trying to relay some information during severe weather events onto the DMR, our SCARS talk group, and just kind of see how that goes and see if we can get a following on that. So we shall see how things progress in the amateur world. Mr. Gordon, 85GG, what is on your mind, sir?
Not DMR. I'm kind of the same opinion as Al is. It's kind of interesting, you know, but it's just not very good. Yeah, I mean, it's all right. Although I did repair my Radiodity GD77 today, I don't know. I think it speaks for itself that I repaired it and I haven't turned it really on yet. Just, I don't know. Horses for courses, as they say. I'm having a lot more fun on HF, to be honest. Had some good reports into places like Canary Islands, Argentina, Croatia. Yeah, it's been fun. And I think that's a lot more satisfying than just relying on the internet to do the heavy lifting, you know. So that's kind of where I am on that. But as far as the GD-77 goes, we've been joking about what the GD stands for. It was actually, I took a bunch of pictures of mine when I took it apart, and when I post it on my website, it automatically tweets it. And I got a response from a guy on Twitter from Belgium, I think he was, saying that it's not really the cable that's the issue, it's the alignment with the socket. So I fiddled around for it a bit, with it for a bit, and I got it to work again. So there you go. Apart from that, I'm just miserable and working like us all. So, hey, rock on, 85GG.
Well, good deal. Now you can private call yourself on the GD-77. Yep, I went out and got a backup to the GD-77 and on that Beto Mile or whatever, and after hearing your debacle with yours and stuff, so just in case, I got another one, and now we're in the same boat. I can call myself, private calls and everything else, so kind of neat. Anyhow, alrighty. Let's see, Mr. Steve, KE5BYV, how are you doing, sir?
This is KE5BYV. I'm doing fine. I'm just ready for the strike to be over so at least the kids can get back to school, get all this testing done and everything. There's a lot of kids right now that's worried that they're not going to remember all the stuff for the testing and everything. So that's just my big deal, but I'm still babysitting and still working outside all that I can. So anyway, that's all I have for the net. This is KE5BYV clear.
Awesome deal, and I'm sure there's a plethora of people out there that will join that wagon really quick. We won't get into politics, but I'm with you. Mr. Chad, KD5ZYD. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Chris. KD5ZYD. And in that, I am doing pretty good. Just relaxing. It has been a week. We about got all the little issues ironed out on our project, and hopefully we'll get that done here soon. We have some deadlines and stuff that we're still trying to meet with the billing and all that. So anyway, and that and the inventory has just been eating my lunch. But other than that, I've been trying to get my DMR radio back up and running. the battery pack is no longer taking a charge, so that's a little MD-390, and they want like $80 for that stinking battery pack. It's hilarious. I'm like, I really want to say I didn't give that much more for that than the radio. So anyway, yeah, hopefully one of these days I'll get the DMR back up and check out that new antenna up on the KFOR tower and see how that's ringing in. I hear it's pretty nice. So anyway, yeah, hope everyone else is doing good, and have a good rest of the week. 73, so we'll talk to you soon. KD5ZYD.
This is Chad, and I will contest, yes, that North repeater works really, really well. Okay, let's see here. Mr. DJ, KG5QEZ. Correction. Yeah, KG5QEZ.
Chris in the net, and Hal there for the CW. Yeah, no, DMR, I think it's the ACES, because it's open source, it will probably be the one that sticks around the longest. It seems to have expanded the quickest. I think a lot of digital modes, people get them because they come with a radio, and then they find people that use them, and so they have somebody to talk to, so I think that's cool. But on the other hand, for somebody wanting to grab a radio and use it, especially for techs, somebody like myself, I really think it's a cool thing to get to talk to people all over the world, and I understand you have to have a back end. I'm glad you got a better something than a shark. I hear too many guys on those things, and they cut out and this and that, and at least you sound like you got a nice one. I have the privilege of going through a repeater. I have to use OKC East when I'm at home, and then I use the one that's on the north side of the city if I'm at work, which is, I don't talk on the radio that much at work, but we all get that. So anyway, open source probably will always win out. It might be the current format, and they might bring a different one around. Anyway, good to hear you're glad done with the tile. Shame that leads to something else, but that is often the case. And as far as my stuff, we had lost power on Saturday, and about 6:30 in the morning, and didn't come back until 12:30. So DJ got to make coffee for everybody on the stovetop, cooked the kids chicken noodle soup on the stovetop for lunch. And anyway, it came back on, place started warming up, before it got too cold in here. We had to put on some long sleeve shirts, but it wasn't too bad. I had not decided to go put the mud boots on and go get the generator out of the barn type thing. Not quite that cold yet. But anyway, that's that. So I missed a day at work, which is rare.